This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A new insect may be added to the Endangered Species Act as the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to list rusty patch bumblebees due to declining populations. AgriPulse says the proposed rule was scheduled to be published in the Federal Register today. Petitions to the Fish and Wildlife Service say the bumblebee is not only an important pollinator of prairie wildflowers, but also of cranberries, blueberries, apples, alfalfa, and numerous other crops. Historically, rusty patch bumblebees occupied grasslands and tall grass prairies of the upper Midwest and Northeast, many of which have been lost, degraded, or converted for other uses. Its range included 28 states, the District of Columbia, and two provinces in Canada. Since the year 2000, the bumblebee has been reported from only 12 states and one province, and those include Illinois, Indiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Wisconsin, and Ontario, Canada. The Fish and Wildlife Service says the number of rusty patch bumblebee populations has declined by 91%. The proposal lists stressors to bumblebees as pathogens, pesticides, habitat loss, and climate change. The service points specifically to neonicotinoids used in agriculture that correlates with the decline in populations. The proposal starts a 60-day comment period, and a final decision is expected in September of next year. In other news, as we've discussed already, it's National Farm Safety and Health Week. This morning we'll be hearing from Eric Van Asdale, who serves as a Senior Loss Control Representative for Country Financial. Eric has some numbers to share about child farm-related injuries and what work Country Financial is doing to help reduce those numbers. Eric, it's National Farm Safety and Health Week, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about today with you. Unfortunately, several injuries occur each year, and a lot of those have to deal with youth that are involved in agriculture.
Yeah, it's really a tragic story that on average 33 children under the age of 18 are injured on a farm. It's really unique. They're not all necessarily working on the farm, but there's not very many job sites in America. Actually, there's no job sites in America where children live and play and work all at the same time. So the farming, it's really unique on a farm how children get to live at the work site.
And I want to talk a little bit more about those injuries that do occur. What are the kids or the children doing when this happens? What are they working on? Are they driving something? Do you have that information?
Yeah, the majority of these injuries, at least the majority of the fatalities, revolve around machinery, motor vehicles, which would include ATVs, and drowning. So a lot of times it's being a passenger on a tractor and falling off, getting driven over by the tire, maybe the tractor rolls, and increasingly alarming increase in ATVs. As more and more farmers are buying these side-by-side or utility vehicles, we're actually seeing more accidents associated with those than we ever did with four-wheelers in the past.
And specifically, talking about Illinois now, is this something that we see more of in a particular state? Does this commonly happen in Illinois? Is it more rare?
It's pretty consistent across the Midwest, for sure, where we have so many farms with families living on them and children working on them. It's not necessarily higher or lower in Illinois compared to other states.
Okay, well, definitely. It's still sad to see those numbers and know that these incidents are occurring. And also, I believe, you know, there's some numbers that relate to adults as well that are working on farms that you see.
Yeah, there are injury statistics with adults on farms. They're a little harder to gain from some of these different organizations we work with, but we are still seeing the same types of injuries and fatalities on farms. Tractor rollovers or runovers is still the leading cause of death on Illinois farms. Roadway collisions and grain bin suffocation still continue to be number two and number three as well.
And with Country Financial, you are actually doing some work to help try to eliminate some of these injuries. So share with us what work you are doing.
There's a great organization out there called the Marshfield Clinic. It's a national children's hospital, and put together some guidelines for what activities children should be doing on the farm. They started these in 1999, so with some of the modern equipment on farms now, some additional things on farms like side-by-side utility vehicles and skid loaders, it became time to update them and add more for some of the new hazards that weren't on farms back when these were created in 1999. So we're representing the insurance industry on this nationwide group that meets with people from universities, farmers, other safety organizations to discuss how can we make these more friendly to look at mobile devices, how can we get them used more, and just how can we refresh them so they make more sense for what today's farms are. We've got a lot of great information going into these guidelines. Like I said, they've been in existence since 1999 and have been used a lot. We're just hoping to refresh them and then help re-promote them and bring them back in front of people. In front of people, hopefully here by the end of the year, we'll have all that work done.
And then would that be something that if someone does have a Country Financial insurance, they could receive that information through their insurance representative, or how would it be accessible to them?
Yeah, we'll work to publicize the information. It's all web-based. There is a webpage currently called NAGGAT, North American Guidelines for Children's and Agricultural Tasks. Search that. You can find it on the Internet. But we'll work with our financial reps throughout the Illinois communities as well as through press releases and our social media presence to make sure people know where this information is and how they can get to it.
Well, it sounds like a great cause to be working with them to improve those guidelines. And also, I believe you probably have some tips that you'd like to share with farmers, as it is National Farm Safety and Health Week, and just really serves as a good time to remind people what they need to do to be safe. And some of it is just common sense, but we forget when we get busy.
Yeah, it's no coincidence that National Farm Safety and Health Week aligns with the beginning of harvest season. As we all know, once harvest season starts, we want to rush. We want to get as much done in a day as we can when the weather is optimum and temperatures and all that are good. We want to make sure we harvest our crops as quick as we can. And when you rush, when you kind of start ignoring safety, when fatigue kicks in, that's when accidents happen. So like you said, a lot of this is common sense, but sometimes people just need a reminder, whether it's to eat healthy meals, have plenty of fluids, a healthy snack, to stop the combine or tractor and just walk around it a couple times, stay loose. All of those are very important to the farmer to help prevent fatigue and then help prevent accidents that happen when you rush things.
Erica, it's been great visiting with you and great reminders for Farm Safety Week as well. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to mention?
Well, another great thing for your listeners that aren't farmers out there is to make sure they're aware of all of the farm equipment that's going to be out on the road right now. We don't see a lot of it during the summer, so we get a little complacent. So just keep your eyes open. Know that the farmers are sharing the road with you. If you have to slow down, it won't add too much time to your day. And you know, only pass when it's safe to do so, and just make sure you slow down immediately as soon as you see that farm equipment, because you catch it a lot faster than you think you will.
Senior Loss Control Rep for Country Financial, Eric Van Asdale. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.